Hi there again, it's Mizar responding again to our changing thread on religion. And I think we've reached a pretty funny, this is actually quite funny, because we have Benevolent Heretic and we have Mr. Whoopi, who both believe in life after death, and I, the Catholic, really wouldn't care if there's life after death. It's kind of an odd twist we got here now. Now, let me explain myself. I always tell people, you know, when they question me, they're like, Michael, why do you believe all of this? And I'm just like, well, I explain it to them, and they're like, so you just don't care, or whatnot? And I end up finally telling them in the end, I go, it doesn't really matter. What matters, in my view, is that the Lord, as I've said already in our thread, is omnipotent, and I believe that He will not smite you or cast you into hell for anything unless you truly detach yourself from Him. So the way I look at death is I basically say, you might as well just live your life really good. I mean, I've been living my life according to the way the Bible says, and I've been pretty good to people. I mean, I'm very good to people. I'm very nice. I'm quite a humble person, and now I'm just starting to get conceited, but I'm happy. I'm one of the happiest people that a bunch of people know. And why not? I mean, I just tell people, why not? Why not live your life like this? You're not hurting anyone, and you're not doing anything wrong. And if there is a life after death, and in a religious case there is a heaven, you're set. You're okay. And if there isn't a life after death and you die and there's nothing, why do you care? You lived a good life. You didn't leave anyone being mad at you. And you accomplished something in some form or another by making a good name for yourself. I mean, that's enough to let me die in a nice, peaceful death. I don't fear death because I have this view on it. I really just feel that, you know, if I die, it's just one of those things. And I really do feel that I haven't done anything terribly wrong. I don't regret anything I've done in my life. And if I died tomorrow, I don't think I'd be the least bit upset. I don't feel like I would have left anything undone. And that's just basically because of the way I live my life, according to my Catholic ideals, beliefs, and whatnot. And if there is life after death, well, I'm set. So I really don't have anything to worry about, I believe. And so, I'm not that afraid of death. And it's kind of funny how you guys believe in a life after death staunchly, while I just don't care if there is. And I'm the Catholic. And I'm not, like, trying to hit on y'all or anything, but I just think that's rather funny. If y'all want to take it into another aspect, I think I have an interesting idea on what we can do with this. Is, as Benevolent Heretic started talking about, a spiritual occurrence that happened to her. She says she has felt from the afterlife her family and her loved ones. And I think that's very interesting. I think we should, if we get bored of this death stuff, because face it, you can only talk about death so long until it kills you. But we could talk about spiritual experiences that have happened in our lives to help build our beliefs. I mean, there have been things that have happened to me that have made me fall on the ground crying and rethink my entire life. I mean, there's some amazing things that have happened to me that I love to talk about, but I'm shy to talk about because I'm worried about what people will think. But I feel comfortable in this group, and I feel that if you guys feel comfortable too, it might be a very interesting discussion for us to talk about some of our beliefs and how we reach them. Well, that's all I wanted to say right now, so I'm gonna go right now and, I don't know, do something. Get something to eat. All right. Later, guys.